You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. And this is episode number 558. Thanks for hanging out with us. Got a nice practical episode today, which I love.
That's good. I didn't get the episode number, but I'm glad that we have a good practical episode. But also a very special thank you to our sponsors. If you want to live the drone life, check out droneyoubook.com. And if you produce videos, you do a lot more than just drone video. You create packages for people. You have a production company and you realize there's more than just drone video. You've got to check out our friends at videoblocks.com/drone. Because VideoBlocks is an affordable subscription-based stock media site that gives you unlimited access to premium clips. Make sure to check them out, videoblocks.com/drone, if you want motion graphics, copyright-free music, or copyright-free video. Again, videoblocks.com/drone. And guys, welcome to another awesome show. We're very excited today to be talking about traveling, the new Phantom 4 Pro, and the tips and tricks that you should use when traveling yourself. Rob, why don't you go ahead and play that question?
Hey, Rob and Paul, this is Joe Tapia from Sacramento, California. I had a quick question regarding traveling with drones, specifically Phantom 4, which is what I have. I know you guys have done videos in the past about traveling with batteries and things like that, but I was kind of hoping for more of a detailed explanation of what you need to do to prepare as far as separating your batteries from the drone, or do you carry the drone on? Do you check the drone? I know you always bring the batteries on the plane with you, but just a kind of a detailed explanation would be awesome. And I'm sure other people would like to know that as well. So thank you very much. I love the show. I've learned a lot from it. And take care, you guys. Bye.
Well, my friend, you ask a very good question, a question that affects a lot of people, because bringing your drone on a plane when you're traveling is now going to affect a lot more people than just yourself. And if you don't do it properly, well, you could burn a hole in the plane. And my guess is you don't want to do that. Now, do you, Rob?
I heard. See, I'm all choked up over it.
Oh, man.
Definitely not. Especially not one that I'm on, but not one that anybody's on.
Definitely. Now, there are a couple of tips and tricks that will be really important for you when traveling with your drone. And one of those tips and tricks is actually going to come on screen here right now, thanks to our very handy, very intelligent, and very fun producer, Ilker. And yeah, just go ahead. Let's bring it on camera. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ilker.
So this is a little tip and trick that I'm going to talk about later in the show. And if you're a traveling drone pilot, you need one of these because it's the best $25 you'll ever spend in your life. But traveling with your drone, if you have a drone case that will not fit on the carry-on section of the plane, then you have to check your drone. Okay, but here's the kicker. You always have to carry on your batteries. And the reason is there's a pressure differentiation between the cabin and the storage area. Now, just last year, in fact, it was about this time last year, the FAA made it illegal to bring batteries and store batteries underneath the plane. Also, TSA and the FAA say that you should never bring a battery that's over 100 watt hours. Now, if you have a bunch of Inspire 1 batteries or a bunch of Phantom 4 extended batteries, chances are, will TSA ever figure out they're over 100 watt hours? And the answer is probably not. But there are some TSA people that
So they don't have a database that they can pull up in front of them and say, oop, that's that model battery.
Oh, no way.
Not going to work.
No way. In fact, most of the time I bring my drones on, they're like, whoa,
yeah.
Drone? Oh, my God.
That is so cool.
Yeah. But anyway, now let's say you have a Phantom, let's say you have a Mavic, there's a couple things that you should do. You should always, always separate the battery from the drone itself. So I've got this brand new GPC case, if you're watching on YouTube. And it is actually small enough to be carried on a plane, but you still have to separate the battery from the drone itself because the leads on the battery are the problem. If the leads on the battery touch anything, you're going to have a fire. Now, here's the thing. The battery is engaged when it's plugged in the drone. So those leads are actively touching things. And I have not seen this, but John McBride, one of our instructors, has seen this. Someone left a battery plugged into a Phantom 3 Pro on an airplane and it caught fire midair.
That's brutal, to say the least. Okay, I just want to clarify, when you say separate the battery from the drone, you mean disengage it from the drone? It can be in the same case.
Yes.
Just not in the drone.
So see how it's in the drone right now?
The drone has sand all over it.
And salt water, but I wasn't going to talk about that. So we have to disengage the drone. Well, the drone got soaked because of a shoot with Austin Keen. He actually soaked the drone, but... It could go for a cleaning for sure. But yeah, you want to disengage that battery from the drone itself and put that battery in its own place.
Okay, now speaking about the batteries, is there anything specific that should be done with those? So in this particular case, it works. The case has room for the batteries. You can carry it on. So that's a nice solution.
Yes.
To traveling with your drone and the related batteries, depending on how many batteries you have relative to the size of the case that you have. But just in general, what do you need to do to the batteries? Do you need to discharge them? Do you need to fully charge them? Do you need to put tape over the leads? What do you need to do?
It's best, the absolute best scenario is put tape over the leads and let the battery self-discharge itself down to like between 30 and 60%. That's the best way.
Before you travel, be at that point.
Yes, that's the best way to do it. Some pilots, manned pilots, there was a story one time of a guy coming on a plane. What was his name? Colin. He went on a Southwest plane and they kicked him off. And I guess like a couple of his batteries were fully charged and the pilot was like, no way, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to make a difference. I personally have traveled to Mexico. I have traveled to the Bahamas. I have traveled almost to South America with my batteries fully charged. It makes no difference. Now my experience does not mean that that is going to be the case for all experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I've never had an issue. I would recommend, though, that you discharge the batteries. For me, sometimes I have to get off the plane, go shoot, and get back on a plane. So that's why I have to travel. Sometimes my battery's fully charged, but I don't recommend it.
Right. What about some people that say you should always travel with them in a LiPo bag, for example?
I think that's a great idea. I think it's an absolutely great idea because you're providing another layer of protection. But your batteries in this particular Go Professional cases, which if you want a discount to a GPC case, check out GPC's website. I think it's goprofessionalcases.com. And if you use the promo code DRONEU15, and DRONEU is all capitalized, you can get 10% off on any case. But if you have this case, it will isolate your batteries well enough that you don't need a LiPo bag.
Okay.
Now,
but that extra layer of protection is a good idea.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But
now, you can't take the remote out of your controller. So don't worry
battery
about that.
Out of your controller. Okay.
If you do have extra batteries for other ancillary things, let's say you got an FPV racing drone and you've got a bunch of little batteries, those need to be in a LiPo bag.
Right.
Hands down, no questions asked.
In a LiPo bag, in a backpack, really nice and secure, on board with you, et cetera.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've met a lot of racers who just have a bunch of little 3S or 4S batteries in their backpack and they carry them around with no protection. And they're like, oh, well, nothing has happened to me. And I'm like, yet.
It only
you're
takes
carrying
once.
Carrying a bunch of bombs in your backpack. And if those wires break, if they cross, if they touch, you're going to have a fire. It's going to be on your backpack and you're going to look like an idiot.
At best, you're going to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, you could hurt somebody. Don't be an idiot.
No, don't be an idiot.
Safety first, always.
So now there are only certain types of cases that you can actually carry on. This particular Phantom 4 Pro case is a carry-on. It also does have wheels. But let me talk about something else. So we talked about, 100 watt hour batteries and that sometimes TSA and the FAA aren't really familiar. I give the example of this battery, which is way over the limit, but it's an amazing, at least I think it's way over the limit. It's an amazing battery for the fact that I can charge my phone 25, 30 times.
Yep.
I can charge my Mavic remote controller off this thing. I can charge, my speakers, just about anything with this. I'm going to put a link into the show for this battery because if you travel and you don't have one of these, you are worrying and stressing too much because there have been plenty of times I get on a plane, my phone is dead. I have nowhere to plug it in except for right here.
Yeah, I was just on a trip about a week or so ago and Paul got us these for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always carry mine with me when I'm traveling. And sure enough, we're out all day, never really at a place where I could charge. Didn't matter. Just plug into that sucker. Other people were using my charger.
Right.
Plenty of juice. They're awesome.
And for $25, you can't go wrong. So I'm going to make sure to add the link into this for this show so you guys can get one yourself. They're the mono price batteries. And even if you want to get them private labeled, you can do that too. So yeah. If we wanted drone you batteries to give out to everyone, we could. But we don't have time for that crap. So,
well, okay. So we were asked about details about preparing. So what about the drone?
So the drone itself, preparing, you should always have the gimbal clamp on there. It's really important. I always put some sort of cover over the lens of my camera so it doesn't get scratched up. The props should always be, you know, away. I always carry multiple points of redundancy for everything. So that means I've got my tacos in my case. I've got two pairs of props in my case. I always carry a little, I buy them from Lowe's, but they're little screwdriver kits that have mm-hmm. the M1, the M2 in there, the little hexagon screws. But that being said, I mean, that's pretty much what I carry. There's nothing really special in here.
It really doesn't need to be overcomplicated. Use some common sense. One of the things I've noticed is that you always keep the apparatus that protect the gimbal and the lens and so forth. Because they can be foam and they can seem like you don't need them, but you do.
You do.
Hold on to those. And when you're done using the drone, particularly for travel, one of the things that I would say is that the case is worth its weight in gold.
Agreed.
If you have a good case and a good setup, that does so much of the so-called prep work for travel for you.
Yes,
just
I
use
agree.
The case well.
I agree 100%. It's going to save it from dust, from sand, from crap getting in there.
Right.
It's a great place to take off and land from. So yeah, I recommend GPC's cases. And guys, I recommend GPC for multiple reasons. Way back in the day, they listened to something that I said about one of their cases. They changed the design. They're amazing people. They're incredible, incredible people. It's a family that runs the business. And if you hear their story,
you'll want to buy their
cases. Would want to buy their stuff too. I don't even know. I'm not even sure how much detail I can really even go into, but I trust these guys wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And they're great people, and I love buying things from great people. So if you want a case to travel with, something that you can carry on your drone and your batteries, because remember, no matter what, you have to carry on your batteries. So if you need a battery case, just use the promo code DRONEU15. But guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you found this show useful, if you found it informative and you think maybe it'll help someone else out, share the link with someone else. It'll help them out. It'll also keep the airways safer. So guys, thank you very much. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. But they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.